Today, I want to talk with you about never giving up on your dreams. Most people have some sort of dream or a hope for the future. Maybe your dream is to bring your family back together, stop fighting, and get along and heal old wounds. Maybe your dream is to start a new business, climb the corporate ladder, or get a new job that you actually love. Your dream might be to get over a health challenge and start to feel better again. Perhaps you want to get out of debt, retire early, and spend your golden years with the one you love. Your hope might be to do something positive and powerful for the world through a significant act of service. Or maybe your dream is to heal your marriage, or maybe even find love again. There are as many dreams as there are people in the world. And God knows your dream. God knows your hope for the future. If it's a good dream, a worthy dream, He's the one who put it in your heart. Sometimes people sabotage their own dreams. A few weeks ago, I was at the doctor's office. There was a little girl there and her mom and her older sister. The little girl was maybe 3 or 4 years old. And she was there waiting to see the doctor to get a shot in the arm. She was so afraid. She kept saying to her mom over and over again, "Mommy, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do this." She was crying, you know, and choking on her tears as young children often do. But she kept repeating the same mantra, "Mommy, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do this." Her mother and older sister kept trying to reassure her, telling her it was going to be okay, it's just a shot in the arm, it'll be over in a blink of an eye, you'll hardly feel it. But to her, she couldn't do it. The pain she expected to experience told her it wasn't worth it. Better to go home, forget the shot, forget about feeling better. Forget about it. It was going to be too scary, too hard. The doctor was going to be mean. I have no idea what was going through that little girl's brain, her 4-year-old brain at that time, but I do know how she felt. A few days after that, I found myself in the airport ready to board a plane for a few days of vacation and rest and relaxation after the busy Christmas season. To say that I am a nervous flyer is a vast understatement. Even the slightest turbulence frightens me to the core. So when I heard the announcement coming over the public address system that the plane was getting ready to board, my stomach started to churn nervously. And I thought of that little girl. And I started saying to myself over and over again, "Mommy, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do this. The plane might go down. There's too much of a risk. Better off stay at home where it's safe and forget about that dream vacation." Sometimes many people give up on their dreams too soon. Sometimes that comes from within, from negative attitudes and beliefs and thoughts, you know, like guilt, regret, fear of change, anger, stress, worry, anxiety, bitterness, resentment. We talked about that last week. But sometimes the roadblocks to your dreams come from outside ourselves. God wants you to fulfill that dream that He has put in your heart. He has given you the right gifts. He's positioned you at the right place, in the right time, and under the right circumstances to succeed and make it happen. He's given you everything you need. But there will come a time when someone or something tries to stop you. As you begin to live your dream, powerful forces beyond your control will seek to work against you. They will start to work against you. They will seek to distract you. They will try to convince you that your dream is not worthy, that you're not worthy of the dream. They will attempt to persuade you that you don't have what it takes to accomplish that dream. They would have you feel powerless and ineffectual. I know this firsthand. When I was applying to become a priest, there were many roadblocks on the path. And I heard those same roadblocks. I heard all those voices, all those people would say to me, "You're too old. They'll never take you. You have too many student loans and debts. How are you ever going to pay them off? Your background isn't a good fit for priesthood. It's too messy. It's too complicated." These are the kinds of lies that the enemy will sometimes put on the lips of other people to crush your dreams. Right from the beginning of his ministry, Jesus faced these same kinds of roadblocks. No sooner had he chosen his first disciples than the powers of darkness started to oppose him. They mobilized against him and worked against him. These were the same powers of darkness that he confronted in the desert and overcame their temptations. Now they had returned. In some ways, Jesus' entire ministry was about fighting against the evil that seeks to keep humanity down and out and convince us that God is not big enough to break through, to win the battle, and to make every dream come true. The devil will try to convince us of that, that God is not strong enough. We see that in the story today, in the gospel reading today. Jesus is in Capernaum. It's a small fishing village on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee. Two of his disciples had grown up there, and Jesus made it his home base of operation. There was a man in the synagogue there who had been afflicted with an unclean spirit, a demon who held him bound. His life was out of control. His life was being controlled by this demon. It was a huge obstacle to the man, one that he didn't seem to be able to break through and retake control over his own life. His dreams, his life seemed to have been crushed. Nothing could free him. It was a bad moment for that man. As soon as Jesus started speaking and preaching and teaching in the synagogue, the demon within that man manifested in front of everyone. The power of that demon was so strong that the man could not control himself, and he started crying out in the midst of the synagogue worship. He started crying out, disrupting the service and frightening the other worshipers there. This is what will happen when you begin to live your dreams. As you move forward, obstacles will step into the way, block the path that they weren't there before. Stumbling blocks will appear that you never expected. Complications that you could never have foreseen suddenly start to develop. The loan that you needed to start that new business just wouldn't go through, or a crucial investor pulled out at the last minute. A friend, a coworker, someone you thought was a friend, started a vicious rumor against you at work, trying to undermine your credibility and attack your reputation. All kinds of things can happen. All kinds of things can happen to people. Things go wrong. Things go off course. Maybe you got that health report that came back and it had bad news. Maybe you made a proposal to your boss and he didn't want to have anything to do with it and left you wondering where you stand at work. Maybe your husband or wife who had been married to for many years suddenly surprised you and filed for divorce or died. Maybe that boyfriend or girlfriend of yours has moved out of state unexpectedly, just as you were beginning to build a life together. Whatever dreams God has put on our hearts, There will be obstacles and hurdles that seem too high to get over, too strong to get around or break down, because evil forces will mobilize against you to stop the good that your dream will do for yourself, your family, your loved ones, and maybe even the world. Taken over by evil, the possessed man in the gospel reading approaches Jesus defiantly. The evil spirit within him challenges Jesus' encroachment on what the spirit considers to be his territory, his claim over the man. Up until that point, no one had been able to relieve the man's desperate situation, his desperate circumstances, much less cast out the evil spirit. When your dream is put on hold because of some force beyond your control, some circumstance you didn't anticipate, some bad news you received, it's easy to give up. It's easy to surrender and call it a day, throw in the towel. Negative thoughts will tell you, this is the way it was supposed to be. I'm not destined to be successful like other people. God is punishing me. I had the wrong dream. I was wrong about it. It was a dumb idea anyway. Over Christmas, I saw one of the most powerful and inspiring movies I've seen in a long time. You've probably seen it too. It's very popular. It's called The Boys in the Boat. It's based on a true story, and the film is about the junior varsity rowing team at the University of Washington during the Great Depression. The team was made up of students from blue-collar and low-income backgrounds. They didn't know anything about rowing. They were sons of loggers and fishermen and dairy farmers in the rugged Northwest. Most had never rowed before. Most just joined the team out of desperation, a last-ditch attempt to remain in school and continue their studies during desperate economic times. They were clearly the underdogs, but the coach saw their potential and, in a bold and risky move, shocked everyone when he sent the junior varsity rowing team to the Olympic finals instead of the more experienced varsity team. Immediately, they faced enormous hurdles. They powered through fatigue, hunger, sickness, mental and physical breakdowns. The odds were significantly stacked against them. At one point, all seemed lost because they had lost one of their best rowers. How would they ever come back from that? How would they ever recover from that? It's like the demon in the gospel story. To everyone in the synagogue, it seemed like the demon's grip would never loosen over this man, that he was done for. He could never get over this predicament or get out of this predicament. He could never escape his circumstances. But the demon knew something that no one else seemed to know. The Holy One of God was in their midst. He had the power to save the man, heal the man, and give him his life and his dream back. The demon knew its days were numbered and cried out, "Jesus, Son of Nazareth, have you come to destroy us?" The answer, yes, he has come to destroy the evil in that man's life and the evil that remains in whatever evil remains in our lives. He has come to destroy it. Jesus rebukes the spirit, and it comes out of the man. The people in the synagogue were astonished. They couldn't believe their eyes. News spread everywhere. Jesus became famous. People came to him from everywhere to be healed by him. They were looking for him and searching for him everywhere. Because the Lord, the King, the one who had authority over even the evil powers had finally come. The one who taught with authority, the one who had the authority to heal every human malady and suffering, death and disease and everything else had finally come, and the land was filled with hope. When your dream is threatened, the odds are against you. People tell you, you can't do it. Don't stop. Keep going. Never give up. Power through. God is still in control. I believe that with all my heart. God is still in control. Those obstacles and roadblocks in your way are no match for God's power. That little girl who was in the doctor's office so afraid of that shot, a few minutes later, she came out skipping down the hall, lollipop in her mouth, big smile on her face. She did it. She didn't give up. I got on that plane and had my vacation. I didn't give up. By the grace of God, all the obstacles in my way to priesthood just moved out of the way. And I'm here standing before you today because I didn't give up. The boys in the boat didn't give up either. That junior varsity team from the University of Washington, hate to give you the spoiler alert, but at the end of the movie, they win the gold medal in the 1936 Berlin Olympics through sheer perseverance and grit and determination. They never gave up, and neither should you, because Jesus is still the one who teaches with authority. Jesus is still the one who has authority to command evil, destructive forces to be still, and the evil in our lives to stand down and get out of the way of our dreams. Jesus is still the one in control of your destiny, and with his grace will help you push through any obstacle, knock down any locked door, dispel any darkness, destroy any evil in your life, and lead you down the path to that dream that God has put in your heart. And the only thing you have to do is never give up on that dream.